This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. So we continue in Masechta Chagiga. We're actually plowing our way through. We have about 3 blot left to finish the Masechta. And then we begin Seder Nashim. Okay, actually, Daf HaShavua called me. They're already planning their Siyam on Masechta Chagiga and Seder Moyed. So let's continue. We're discussing the 11 chumras of kadshim over truma, and we are discussing chumra number 7, that a kli joins everything in it for kadshim but not for truma. And the Gemara wanted to know the source on Chav Gimel Amud Beis, 2/3 of the way down, and Rabbi Chanin said that we learned it from the pasuk kaf achas asara zahav mleya k'toyres, that the word kaf achas indicates that midairaisa, the spoon, joins everything up in it, and therefore if one thing became tame, everything is tame on a dairaisa dika level. So the Gemara asked, Rav Kahana asked on Rav Chanin, that we have a braisa that Rabbi Akiva added flour and incense and levoina and the coals, that if a tful yom touches part of it, he passes everything. So the question is, that testimony of Rabbi Akiva was clearly on a drabbanan dika level, because the beginning of that Mishnah was Rabbi Shimon ben Beseira said that this also applies by the Efer HaChatas. And the Efer HaChatas you cannot learn out from Kaf Achas Asara Zahav, because the Efer HaChatas is not Kod Shei Mizbeach. So it cannot be learned out from the Pasuk of Kaf Achas. So the Efer HaPara, it must be a din derabbanan. So when Rabbi Kiva added these cases of soiles, k'toyres, and levoina, it must be derabbanan. So that's against Rav Chanin. So the Gemara answered, Amar Reish Lakish Mishum Bar Kapara. This is where we begin from. Lo nitzrucha ela l'shiyarei mincha. Rabbi Kiva's testimony was only needed for the remnant of a karba mincha. Meaning, really, Rav Chanin is right. And really, midoy raisa for kachim is beach. We have a pasuk that teaches me once one thing became tame, everything is tame. However, Rabbi Kiva's testimony was needed for the situation of ketores of the karban mincha, the remnant of the karban mincha, because we say like this: deilu midoy raisa, because on a doy raisa level, hatsarach l'kli, that which needs a kli, then the kakli mitzarfai, the kli joins it together. She'ein sarach l'kli, if it doesn't need a kli, ein kli mitzarfai, the kli does not join it together. So the pasuk of Rav Chanin, of kafachas, that teaches me everything is considered one, that's something that needs a kli. However, va'asur rabbanon, the rabbanon came along, v'gazru, and they decreed, di'afa gav de'enoy tzarach l'kli, even something that does not need a kli, kli mitzarfai, the kli joins it together. So Rabbi Kiva is needed for a specific instance where, let's say, the remnant of a karban mincha does not need to go in a kli. So on a dairaisa, let's say ketores, that goes in a spoon, so then the kli is mitzarif everything on a dairaisa dika level. And Rabbi Kiva added a drabanon, even something that doesn't need a kli. So Gemara asks, hatenach, so soilas. This is good for the flour. The Rabbi Kiva was needed to testify about flour, that sometimes flour does need a kli, namely by the shiari mincha. So Rabbi Kiva taught in a new din derabbanan that the kli is mitzarefet. But ketores ulevina, the incense and the frankincense, which midairaisa needs a kli, why was Rabbi Kiva made on that? That we learn out from a pasuk, that the kli is mitzarefit, why do I need Rabbi Kiva's din derabbanan? Okay, I'm just going to mute everyone. If you have a question, you could unmute yourself.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Okay. So Ma'ikulamayimah, what is Rabbi Kiva, what are you going to say? Meaning, according to Rabbi Chanin, Ketores and Levina should be Dairaisa. Says the Gemara, a new answer. Amar Rabba Baravua, Rabba Baravua said, Kagan Shat Savran Al Gabe Kartavla. For example, if you gathered it on a leather spread, Rashi says, Ar Shalak. So that's technically not a kli. The Iraisa, on a Dairaisa level, Yesh Lai Toich Mitzarif. If the kli has an interior, it joins everything together. Ein Lai Toich, but if a kli does not have an interior, Einoi Mitzarif, it doesn't join things together. Ba'asu Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan came along, V'tiknoi, and they enacted the Afag of the Einoi Toich, even something that doesn't have an interior, Mitzarif, it joins together. Upligo de Rabbi Chanin. Okay, fine. So this is Rabbi Chanin. Rabbi Chanin learns that the din that a kli is Mitzarif, everything is a Dairaisa. And there are a few cases that the Rabbanan added on, for example, something that doesn't need a kli, or the afar of a para, or something that doesn't have an interior. Upligi de Rabbi Chanin ad Rabbi Chia bar Abba. Rabbi Chanin argues on Rabbi Chia bar Abba, because, meaning according to Rabbi Chanin, the din of the Mishnah that for Kodshim, the kli is mitzdar for everything together, is a din dairaisa. But Rabbi Chanin argues on Rabbi Chia bar Abba, the Amr Rabbi Chia bar Abba, Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Chia bar Abba, son of the name Rabbi Yochanan. May a dusoy show Rabbi Akiva, Nishnis Mishnazu. From the testimony of Rabbi Akiva, this Mishnah was taught, meaning our Mishnah, in fact, is a din derabanan. The din that the kli is mitzdar for everything is a din derabanan, based on the testimony of Rabbi Kiva. So the bottom line is we have a machlokes Rabbi Chanin and Rabbi Chia bar Abba regarding the din that a kli is mitzdar for everything, that Rabbi Chanin says typically it's a dairaisa, and Rabbi Chia bar Abba says typically it's a derabanan. Fine. We now move on to the next chumrah of the Mishnah. Chumrah number 8. Chumrah number 8 is that when it comes to Kodshim could become a Revi, but Truma could become a Shlishi. So the Mishnah said, Harvi b'Kodesh Pasol. A Revi is Pasol by Kodshim. Tanya, I'm Rabbi Yossi. We learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Yossi taught me, I am the Revi b'Kodesh Pasol. How do I know that a Revi is Pasol by Kodshim? Says the Gemara, v'dinhu. It is a din, it's a kavachoymer in Latin, an a fortiori argument. The fact that kodshim could become a revi is a kavachoymer. What's a kavachoymer? Remember the first Mishnah in Brachas, you have a guy, a koyein, who's waiting to eat his chuma. He became tame. Now, a koyein who's tame cannot eat chuma. He needs to go to the mikvah, and he has to wait for Har of Shemesh. But there are certain types of tameim that are mechusar kippurim, which means they have to bring a carbon. Someone who has to bring a carbon, even though he's not completely tahar yet, legabe chuma, he's allowed to eat chuma. So, but he's not allowed to eat kachim. So we're going to make the following kavachimer. V'dinhu. Uma mechusar kippurim, madach mechusar kippurim. Shemutter b'truma, he's allowed to eat truma, pasul b'kodesh, he's not allowed to eat kodshim. Shlishi, a shlishi, shepasul b'truma, who a shlishi is pasul b'truma. So mechusar, we know that truma is more, we know that kodshim is more chomer than truma, because a mechusar kippurim can eat truma, but cannot eat kodshim. So shlishi, which is pasul by truma, Einoi din, all the more so, for sure. So we would say for sure, there should be a concept of shlishi by kachem. But the Gemara, the Braisa, takes it the next step. Einoi din, sheyase revi l'kodesh. All the more so, that it should become a revi by kachem. So this is a classic violation of the laws of Kavachoymer. Why? Because typically, Kavachoymer, we apply the concept of Dayoi. Dayoi says you cannot learn out in a Kavachoymer more than the source. And if the source is Truma, and Truma could be a Shlishi, then you have no right to take it beyond the Shlishi and make it a Revi. Look at Rashi. Shlishi shepasul b'truma k'denavkulon Kavachoymer m'sach ha'soita. The fact that a Shlishi there's a concept of shlishi by Chuma that's learned out of a kavachomer masechta soita, that a tful yoyim, which is mutter b'meiser, is aser b'truma, sheni, that is pasul b'meiser, certainly you should make a shlishi. That's a kavachomer in soita. But now the Gemara wants to say, if there's a concept of shlishi by truma, all the more so, now we would say all the more so, there should be shlishi by kachem. But the Gemara says all the more so, there should be revi by kachem. So Rashi asks, dayoy, you know what dayoy is. Dayoy is like this. If a minor leaguer could hit a baseball with a wiffle bat 100 feet, and Babe Ruth could hit the with the wiffle ball 200 feet, then if a minor leaguer could hit with a metal bat 500 feet, all the more so Babe Ruth should be able to hit it 1,000 feet. Say, no, you don't have an araya that he could hit it 1,000 feet. You don't know that he could hit it more than the minor leaguer. In other words, all you have a right to prove is that he could hit it 500 feet. So the Gemara is asking, Rashi is asking, why don't we apply the rule of dayoy? Vim toimar, dayoy levamin adin lios kenidon. Isn't it enough that something that's learnt out from a kavachomer should be like the source? So the Gemara is going to say, the Gemara sort of addresses this. Why? Look in the Gemara. V'lamadnu shlishi l'kodesh min ha-toira. We already have a pasuk in Chumash that a kachim could be a shlishi. So, therefore, if we're going to say dayoy, the kavachomer doesn't teach me anything. So there's a rule that we only apply dayoy if it won't obliterate the kavachomer. But if by saying dayoy, the kavachomer is going to be blown out of the waters, we don't say dayoy. So therefore, since we have a pasuk that there's kachim, there's shlishi by kachim, Einoidin, the Gemara says, Sheyasa Ravi Lakaidash. Because Vila Madnu Shlishi Lakaidash Minatira. Because we already learned out that there's a Shlishi by Kochim and Dairaisa, or Ravi Bakavachimer. And Ravi, we learn out from a Kavachimer. Ay, Dayo Rashi says, look back at Rashi. Vim Taimar Dayo Lavamina Dinlias Kanilin. Imkin Kavachimer Lightsarach. Then I won't need the Kavachimer Shahre La Madnu Shlishi Lakaidash Minatira. Because I already learn out shlishi for kachim midaraisa. The hecha demifrach kavachomer. Whenever you slug up a kavachomer, layaminon daya levamin adin lias kenidon. We don't apply daya kenamrinu babakama like we say in babakama lamanda amar shlishi lekodesh ah. So now Rashi is bothered by Akasha, but there is an opinion that we still say Daya even if it does destroy a Kavachomer. So that Manda Omar would say that this is not a real Kavachomer, that this Kavachomer is only a Dindurabanon, and the Kavachomer is sort of like an Asmachta Ba'ama. In other words, if you're going to learn it's a real Kavachomer, then you would have that only goes according to the Manda Omar, that Dayoy does not apply where the Kavachomer would be destroyed. And in this case, where we already know Kachim could be a Shlishi from a Pasuk, saying Dayoy would destroy the Kavachomer. But if you're going to apply Dayoy, even where it destroys the Kavachomer, then you would have to say that the reason why this kavachomer is good is it's not a real kavachomer, it's only din d'rabbanan. Now, the Gemara wants to know, so how taka do we know that there is shlishi by kachim midaraisa v'la madnu shlishi l'kodesh minatar or vi b'kavachomer? Shlishi l'kodesh minatar minayin. How do I know there's shlishi by kachim? D'chsev, there's a pasuk. V'habasar asher yigam b'chol tamei. If meat will touch a tamei, lo yoichal, you're not allowed to eat it. Now the Torah just says tameh; it doesn't identify what the tameh is. Miloy askinan denaga b'sheni. Isn't the pasuk talking about where you touched a sheni? Meaning, isn't the pasuk when it says it touched a tameh, you can't eat it, even talking about when it touched a sheni? Because we find Rashi says that a sheni is called tameh, because it says anything in a kli cheres is tameh. So it's talking about where sheretz fell in. So the kli becomes, a sheretz is an avatama. The kli becomes a rishain. And what's inside becomes a sheni, and it's called tamei. So that means we have a pasuk by kachim that a sheni, a tamei, because Tame refers to a she, can refer to a sheni, would render something unfit. And Ravi, so therefore, since we know that a sheni can make a shlishi, Ravi mikava choymer hada amran, and the fact that it could make a Ravi, that's learnt out from the above mentioned kava choymer. Okay. Now we move on in the Mishnah to the next chumrah of kachim over truma, and that is the chumrah number 9 by truma in the Mishnah on Chaf Amud Beis. If one hand became tame, the other hand is tahar for truma, but for kachim you have to be tame both hands, because one hand is matame the other for kachim and not for truma. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Shizvi b'chiburan shanu. This din that Rashi says, that it says one hand is matame the other for kachim, is only if while the tahar hand was touching the kachim, the tame hand was touching the tahar hand. You know when we say that one hand is matame the other? If the tame hand is touching the tahar hand, when the tahar hand is touching the truma. So then for truma it's tahar, and for kachim it's tame. Because Rabbanan were goyzer, while you're touching the tahar hand, maybe you'll touch the kachim. It's only b'chiburan, the gzeira, that if one hand is tame, the other hand could be metame for kachim, that's only while the tame hand is touching the tahar hand. Aval shaloi b'chiburan, but if they're not touching, meaning after the tahar hand separates from the tame hand, then the tahar hand cannot be metame the kachim, because a right hand, which is a sheni betuma, cannot render another hand a shlishi. There's no such thing as a hand becoming a shlishi. Eisve Abaye, Abaye now shlugs up Rav Shizvi. The Braisa says, Yad neguva, a dry hand, metame chaverta. A dry hand, even without any liquid, is metame its other hand, meaning it will make the other hand tame, letame lekoidesh, to make kachim tame. So that one dry hand will make the other hand a shlishi, and making kachim a ravi, avaloi letruma. But it cannot make the other hand a sheni to make a truma a shlishi, divrei Rebbe. Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Yehuda, Omer, lefsul avaloi letame. Meaning, the other hand, renders disqualified the second hand, but it's not metame. What does this mean? Meaning the first day was the sheni makes the other hand the shlishi to make kachim puzzle. And if it would touch kachim directly, the kachim would be a shlishi. And Rabbi Yosef Huda says, no, it only puzzles, but it's not metame. The friend apostles kachim, but it's not metame yet. So the Gemara says like this: Iyam Rabbi Shalom Shlama Shalai Bechiburin. If the gzera is, if the chshash is when they're not touching, so that's the chiddush, that even when the hand is dry, it's metame. Hainu Rabuse Dineguva. So we have a chiddush that even though the hand is dry, the sheni makes the other hand a shlishi, and that hand could make the kachim or a vi. Ali amr bechiburan, but if it's only a problem when they're touching, Ali amr bechiburan in shalai bechiburan loy, then what's the chiddush, even if it's dry, if the whole gezeira is, maybe the tame hand touched the kachim directly. So if there's a chash that maybe it touched the kachim directly, there's no chiddush that even if it's dry, because since it's only a problem when they're touching, since it's only found when they're touching, that is an equal concern when the hand is dry. Look at Rashi. If you're going to say that there's a chash even when they're not touching, that it says Dimatama Hainu Rabusa Dinaguva. That's the chiddush of a dry hand. V'yafagav Dinaguva, even though it's dry, Kishanaga Bazu, when it touched the other hand, Vein Locha Shamanaga Hayara Tahira, Vimashkin Shavatameya, Shahin Rishainim. Meaning, even though it's dry, and there's no chash that maybe it touched a liquid. But then Rashi fears ice in the end, that again, if it's dry, if there's a chash, even if they're not touching, so that's why there's a chiddush, even if the hand is dry, we say one hand is metame the other hand, even though typically one dry hand is not metame another hand. But if the chash is, Rashi says at the end, if the chash is only when one hand is touching the other, and the gzera is, well, maybe the tame hand touched the kachim, well, who cares if the hand is dry? The hand is a sheni, and it may be it touched the kachim and made a revi straight up. So therefore, the Gemara feels that this is a valid disproving of Rav Shizvi. And Bezras Hashem, we will pick it up here tomorrow night, Chav Dalet Amud Beis. Okay, everyone, have a great night. Bracha v'atzlacha. We'll be in touch. Kol Tov. Oh, let me unmute. *5.
All participants are muted.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.